This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Look, the day after the election. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, America's Spoken. We have a new president-elect, President Donald Trump. There are protests all over the place, on the West Coast, on the East Coast. The thought is that Clinton wins the popular vote. I was looking at the last count because there's still votes trickling in, and it does look like she wins the popular vote, but as we have talked about many times on this show, it's not the popular vote. It's about winning the electoral college, the electoral votes. We all know him out well. He is absolutely the winner. And when you look at the election results, it's interesting to take them apart and see what happened the day later. If you look just at the electoral numbers, Clinton with 232, Trump with 290. Lots of pundits searching for reasons as to why this happened, why Hillary Clinton, who almost could have won in 2008, then Barack Obama came along and she lost the nomination to him for the Democrats. You have some commentators like Van Jones on CNN saying this is a white lash that we're seeing, and what are parents telling children after this election, that a bully got elected? He said he was struggling with that. There are also people saying that they are struggling with what to tell their daughters, because there were a lot of young girls that showed up at polling places with their mothers, with their fathers, to vote, thinking it was going to be a historic moment. It was not a historic moment in that sense. It was a historic moment in a much different sense. Somebody who talked about this along the way with me, the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News, Bob Ney. Well, Bob, you and I had talked about this for a long time. A day later, we see protests and everybody trying to grapple with the reasons why. What were your thoughts as this was unfolding on Election Day?
That's right, Kate. I wasn't even near Social Security when we started talking. Now I'm collecting it. So, we talked so much back and forth how unique this election was, how different it was.
Yep.
And that's the way it ended. And, Ellen Ratner and I, internally in our office, we were the two that said Trump would win the presidency. And the rest of them said you two are out of your minds. And as it was unfolding, something weird happened. Going into Election Day, what I was hearing, seeing friends across the nation, the usual 10 or 12 phone calls I make weekly to just pick brains, it wasn't matching at all with what I was hearing on television. And as we all know, the rest of the story, and now we're starting to get some conclusions, which are amazing, that Donald Trump took more of a percentage of Latino and African-American votes than Mitt Romney did. I mean, think about that for a second.
Wow. That's crazy.
Startling. So it wasn't just the, as one of my relatives told me, it was nothing but angry white guys from Appalachia. And it went beyond that. It's a mixture of people on both sides. And it's one of the most unique. I'm not talking about the candidates elected, where, wow, this is it, sliced bread, but one of the most, probably the most unique election in absolute modern American history.
Yeah, absolutely. So Hillary Clinton last night, they cleared the Javits Center. Podesta, her campaign guy, John Podesta, comes out and says, there's still numbers coming in, and then 15 minutes later, she concedes to Donald Trump. You think it was just too darn hard for her to come out there?
Absolutely. Two things. had to be, because she could have came out herself and said, look, I'm not, you know, we're not going to concede yet. We're not at that position. We still got some time. And she could have done that for the people that were waiting there. I think she must have been. And frankly, I'm not trying to say she should have been Iron Lady. You know, she must have absolutely been in an emotional situation.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I've been through a loss and a resignation, so I know where that's at, and this is bigger. But I will say, they chose to send the wrong messenger. Podesta wasn't the guy.
No.
Tacky, he's the WikiLeaks guy. He went out and kind of gave a, by the way, here's what's going on message. They needed to send someone else. Robbie Mook, campaign guy. Much greater personality. So they made a tactical error on the people that were sitting there waiting so long.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. Now, at this point, we see the protests. Do you think the protests are going to get worse? Do you think we're going to see a couple days of this? What do you think happens?
Oh, they're not. It's going to go away. In a sense, I mean, there'll be protests, but nothing organized that continues. I mean, everybody was worried if Donald Trump wasn't elected, there'd be, you know, windows shot out. And, really. And okay, there's some protests. It's America. I just don't think it's going to be an Occupy America daily, you know, scenario. I have a friend of mine. We actually talked about him tonight. They went on Facebook and said, you know, there's going to be just absolute, I'm watching all of you, any of you that supported him, you know, one by one, we're going to have communication. And I thought, okay, that'll go away, you know.
It'll go away. Now, for Donald Trump, this is the whole transition moment. You think he settles into this role as president? I mean, obviously, you know, now we want to, he's the president, so we wish him the best, and we want the best for the country. I know you would agree with me on that. But how does he go about doing that with not much experience in the Department of Politics and maneuvering around the Hill, which you were part of being that posse on the Hill?
I used to run the freshman orientation program. The brand new people that fought so hard came in. We sat them down. They were captive for 5 days with us. We went over things to the point they didn't want to see us anymore. We did that on purpose. It was a mandatory thing, Kate, up on the Hill that I was lucky, you know, to be able to run. And the White House is no different. Barack Obama is going to be the most gracious human being. I sincerely mean that today. He went through a wonderful transition. We all know how he bragged about the Bush people. He's going to offer 150% support to Donald Trump today at the White House. If I could do one thing to sit down with Donald Trump today, I would beg him to listen to what Barack Obama's got to say, because Trump and the crew are going to enter the White House and the phones are going to already be ringing. This is going to be the most critical time before he takes that oath, Kate, because his main people have to get their act together. They can't delay. They've got to be ready to be a running government on the ground. And since Dwight Eisenhower, he's never held office. He's never been in office.
No,
so this is
never.
Rather unique.
Uh-huh. It is rather unique. And were you surprised at the margin?
You mean the closeness of
the electoral college? Because it looks like she got the popular vote, but as far as the other states,
right.
Were you surprised
right.
by that?
Well, I did call, I'm not trying to be rocket scientist here, I just kind of got lucky. I called 290 electoral votes the day before is what I thought it would be. That was my guess. So I was not surprised in the sense that that's what I had guessed. I thought my guess was maybe going to be a little high.
Yeah.
But it was pretty close. He had a more comfortable margin, I guess, than I really thought he'd get.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it for sure. All right, Bob Ney, strange times. Thanks so much.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
So you heard what Bob had to say. Critical time is the transition for Trump, so he can walk into that office and just stride right in and start to get to work. I'll meet you on the flip side. Stay with me.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lovers, lovers, dreamers, dreamers, believers, believers. When the funk hits the fan, fan, and when the world as a whole loses its soul, soul. When all else fails, ain't no heads or tails. Well, well, we out of control.
1, 2, 3, all right, everybody knows that I am crazy about Nutrisystem. I've seen the results, and it's unbelievable what's happened to me. I mean, when you look at me a year ago and you say, and my friends used to call me Pumpkinhead, I mean, affectionately, because I, you know, I've got that round Irish head, and boy, has it shrunk in a very good way, and so have I. I've shrunk. When you talk about 40 pounds, I mean, it feels just absolutely terrific, so there's no doubt Nutrisystem works. And it's always a pleasure to welcome to this show the President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. So, Dawn, I am living proof. I have new nicknames now, and they're really nice.
Well, thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me back on, and congratulations with all your success. It's really inspiring.
It is. It's inspiring in the sense that, you know, this is what everybody kept telling me. Follow along. And especially, and you and I have talked about this before, and I've got the app, but what really works with me is writing it down. Mm-hmm. You have a little booklet, and you record what you eat. And I would say that is also such a big part of this. How did you know, and obviously the company does extensive research, but you probably hear that from a lot of people, right, that that works.
Yeah, keeping track is really critical, and whether you do it with the written materials we provide, because some people certainly prefer that, easy to have it in your bag and ready to go with you, or you do it with our NuMe app, it's really important to just really be aware of what you're eating to make sure you're adding all the appropriate stuff, you know, the vegetables, the appropriate smart carbs, power fuels, and to just eat healthy. And I find when I personally don't track, I definitely get a little off base.
Yeah, me too. And it was those little things that would sneak. I don't know about the rest of you. I grew up back east, and, you know, lunch meat in the refrigerator. Ah, no big deal. We're trying to make healthy sandwiches. But then before you know it, three pieces of cheese later, how many calories is that, you know?
Right,
that's
exactly.
What would happen.
Or the M&Ms, or the M&Ms on the counter. That's my downfall.
Oh yeah, one or two, it's not going to hurt, but then 25 later, yeah, absolutely crazy. And this is a tough time of year. In fact, you know, I got sent something that I thought was interesting about this study by a professor at Cornell University that says sometime in October, your weight reaches this low point. I understand that. But now we're in the holiday season where it started with Halloween, and you remember you said the thing about the candy, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and this is sometimes when people hit that high point. So what do we do right now to avoid that high point?
Yeah, it's a tough time of year for sure when it comes to managing your weight. And I like to think of at least between now and Thanksgiving and some of the non-event days as December, I like to try to think of those days as trying to put pounds in the bank. So work really hard to take weight off over the next couple of weeks. You know, be disciplined, be vigilant. And then, you know, come December, remember, not every day in December is party day. So be good on those, be really good, extra good on those days when nothing's going on. Because I find if you can go into the holidays with a couple of pounds lighter than you really want to be, then as you do gain, which most people do during the holidays, it's not as traumatic. So I like to say put some pounds in the bank.
No, I think that's great. That's a solid plan. You're absolutely right. So you get below even where you were, and that does mentally, it helps us, because we know this, at least for me, and I bet it is this way for you and probably a lot of people listening, even, you know, men or women that I know. It's the thing about the number. We see the number and we panic, right? Isn't that
right,
when
exactly.
It really hits us? Oh, it's crazy.
And one of the things, a lot of people think December, come, you know, Thanksgiving to Christmas, it's a license to just throw healthy eating out the window.
Yeah.
And I think that's definitely the wrong mindset. Certainly there may be a party, you know, five parties you're going to, or certainly more events happening, more snacks in the office, but I think you can't view every day as a free day. I mean, again, and that discipline on days when nothing is going on is really important. And then, of course, we have some hints and tips for you know, surviving the parties as well.
Yeah, and one of the things you talk about when you're talking about that banking the weight, for people that sign up for Nutrisystem, the great thing that you can do if you do it right now is you can lose a fast five. Explain the fast five.
Yeah, the Fast Five, it's part of our normal program where you can lose, with Nutrisystem, people tend to lose 10 pounds in a month, which is really safe, effective, healthy weight loss. But we have a Fast Five kit where you can lose 5 pounds in 1 week. And I love that, you know, program because it allows me to kind of get ahead of where I know I'm going. Like, I know December is going to be rough. And if I can, again, you know, do the Fast Five, I feel like, okay, I did something proactive to manage my way through it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we know what happens before we know it. We're back in January. And do you find you see a spike in January where people say, whoops, I thought I heard Dawn for sure with Kate, and I just didn't do it. Now I'm beating myself up. And I would say to those people, look, don't beat yourself up. So it's a new year, and then jump right in there if that's what happens, right?
Yeah, and I think that's one way I think we differ from the Cornell study you referenced, is that the Cornell study says it takes almost 5 months to lose the weight you gain over the holidays. And I don't really agree with that. I think if you gain, you know, 5 to 10 pounds over the holidays, which a lot of people do, and that sounds like a lot, you know. And but, you know, come January, if you go on a structured weight loss plan like Nutrisystem, there are others out there, you could really lose those 10 pounds in a month and then, even, you know, continue to get to whatever your optimal weight might be. But I still think, you know, as we head into the holidays, I'd love to share, Kate, some holiday tips just to help people, you know, make it through.
Yeah, that's a great idea, and let's talk about that. One of the things, and you know, we hear this all the time, but this is true, and this has helped me, because Nutrisystem had so many foods and also showed me what I could be eating, so I always carried around my daily tracker, but the other, and I still do, obviously. The other thing is water, 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 right? We hear that, but people don't do the water thing.
Yeah, water is really good because, you know, it's obviously healthy for you. No artificial flavors, preservatives, all of that. But it also fills you up. And, you know, in addition to water, you know, eat before you go to that party. You know, have a little bit. I know a lot of people get in the mentality of, I have a cocktail hour tonight, so I'm not going to eat all day. And then what happens, and I am sure, I know I'm guilty of this at times. You go to the party, you're starving, and you just overindulge. And really, where if you ate some healthy food beforehand, you could be more on plan.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? I was that same way, and that's in fact that's how I gained weight, because I thought I was saving up all my calories like a squirrel,
right,
and I would be fine. I could just, why can't I eat a hamburger and fries and then some carrots on the side? And that just didn't work, because of course my body was starving. And Nutrisystem food, that's exactly what I do. I eat before I leave, and then I can just have something light, you know, the dessert or whatever I'm using that fill up the rest of whatever the day is. So I think that's really great advice. What else would you say people can do to avoid those situations or be prepared for those situations?
I think, you know, again, that getting in the right mental mindset is really important. So, you know, I think going to a party and saying you're not going to have anything to drink or any dessert or any appetizers is really tough and takes a lot of fun out of the events. But I find that if I go in and say, okay, I'm going to have dessert and not wine, or vice versa, you know, I allow myself a little bit of treat. And I also think that, you know, a taste or a bite of something can really help with cravings. So, you know, I might not have two cookies or a piece of cake, but I might have a bite of a cookie or something like that. And really just to get that taste kind of helps. And another thing I like to do to kind of give myself a little more wiggle room when I get to the party is, in addition to eating before so I'm not so hungry, I like to make sure I exercise that day, you know, burn a couple of hundred calories before I go to the party. Because, again, I feel like I can then cash that in at the party, sort of.
Yeah.
So give myself a little more opportunity to indulge. And I think the number one thing, I know I hate getting on the scale during the holidays.
Hate it.
And I could literally go from Thanksgiving to New Year's without stepping on the scale. And then shock factor in January, and it's not pretty. But, you know, we really encourage people to weigh yourself more during the holidays, because, you know, if you go to the party Friday, then maybe Saturday you get on, you're like, oh, didn't do too well, gained a pound or two. You know, then you're more vigilant about being good for the next couple of days, where I think a lot of times we, you know, run away from the scale if we know we're not eating in the best pattern. And it's exactly the time when you want to get on, you know, more often than you usually do.
Boy, I so agree with that. That's exactly what I do. I do the very same thing. And here you hear the, you know, the CEO, the president and CEO of Nutrisystem telling you some great advice. And you, like everybody else, you deal with what we deal with, right, Dawn?
Absolutely, for sure, Kate. For every day, every single day.
I know, me too, every single day. But you guys rescued me, so that's the terrific thing. You got to check out Nutrisystem. Dawn, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate. Always fun.
Forward you go, because forward we know. Forward is coming fast, it's our task to keep on. Just keep moving. If you're afraid of that forward thinking, taking your time for the dime and you're blinking, listen.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Glass ceiling, but someday someone will, and hopefully sooner than we might think right now.
Hillary Clinton, they were going to shatter a glass ceiling, and so to speak, there was a symbol of a glass ceiling that finally a woman in the United States of America was going to be elected president, and that was the theme for Hillary Clinton's celebratory party, but it never happened. So this was the day after Hillary Clinton talking about that and talking about Trump and backing the president and keeping an open mind. So Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 200,000. Trump won the minimum 270 electoral votes, more than that, obviously, to be elected president. So he had 290 to Clinton's 228. And so now it is a Trump presidency. And in light of that, while there were lots of celebrations, there have been some protests, too, as well, in Philadelphia, New York, and the East Coast, in Los Angeles. We'll let you hear what some of the protesters had to say. I think Bob Ney, who joined us at the top, is right. This will just die down. This is just a little bit of reaction at you know, as to the results of the election. So you get a chance to react. And plus, I want to remind everyone, at the tail end of our next hour, we are doing Nail the Score. That's for you, Sharon, in Maine. She really wanted to make sure. Nail the Score, coming up in our last segment of our next hour. For you that are hearing this as you download it during the day, so sorry you missed out on our fun game. You'll have to hang a little bit later with us so that you can participate. Bragging rights on the line and some fabulous prizes from America tonight. Let's go to Everett in Washington. Hey, Everett, so what did you think about the election? Did you expect the numbers that Trump saw? Oh, maybe we lost him.
Maybe we'll start getting stuff made in the USA again.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm all for that. I'll tell you what. I don't think you were listening to the show then, but I did a thing where I challenged everybody, go around your house, and even if you think you're getting things made in the USA, turn over the item and look for the China symbol, because it's probably there somewhere or someplace else. And I couldn't agree with you more. Part of the struggles we have in this country is too much damn business goes off of our shores, cost people jobs, and then they have a hard time trying to replace that because our corporate tax, for one, is too high. I think that has to be lowered, and let's get the businesses back.
Exactly. We need jobs and put that wall up and start taking care of our own people.
Yeah, I mean, there is truth to that. And I think that's what we saw in this election. People keep trying to come up with reasons why, oh, people hated Hillary always, or there's massive racism, or it's uneducated, or it's more minorities voted this way. And maybe some of those are factors, but I think the frustration level, and we certainly heard it here on America Tonight, and I know other talk show hosts say the same thing, the main frustration is we're not being represented, and you're getting squeezed out. There is no middle class anymore. It's so it seems. And it's, you know, we're swimming upstream with no paddle and no canoe.
Well, they bailed out Wall Street a long time ago, and then everybody else was stuck in homes and everything.
Absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely. They don't bail us out. Yeah,
you know,
I agree with you. 2008 was outrageous. Banks too big to fail when they failed us. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah, and then they're bringing in refugees, and then you got homeless veterans sleeping in the street.
Yep, I agree.
In every city in the United States. It's just crazy.
It is crazy. So I hope that that's an initiative that happens, some initiatives that happen right away. I agree.
Well, I knew Trump would win because, you know, the Raiders are winning, so, you know.
You love those Raiders. Do you know that I interviewed Tom Flores, and it was such a delight to talk to him?
Yeah,
I'm going to try to
get
him to do something on America Tonight, but he did something with me on NBC, and he was, oh my gosh. First of all, he won two Super Bowls, for people listening. He's 80. He sounds like he's in his 60s, and he won two Super Bowls as a coach, but he also won a bunch of Super Bowls in other capacities with the Raiders, and he's like you. He's so excited about the Raiders, and he thinks, you know, that this is a team that can go a lot further with Jack Del Rio, the coach, than one could believe.
Yeah, he was the first quarterback for the Raiders, actually.
Yep, yeah.
And it's a shame he ain't in the Hall of Fame because he won two Super Bowls with him.
I know.
I've got to
push for that. I like him.
Yeah.
I like him. Good guy. We're going to have him on America Tonight. Everett, thanks. You got to join us again for Nail the Score. Nail the Score coming up in our next hour. Last segment. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, we do this thing where I pick the game of the week through the miracle of our fabulous supercomputer in Minnesota. It's not busted yet. Once the computer lands on a game, you call in. You don't have to know a lot about football, or maybe you do. It doesn't matter. You pick which side you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. We've had some really close guesses, but so far nobody has completely nailed the score. You know, I got up this morning and I read the papers on the East Coast and the West Coast and in between. I did a look at the papers and what they were saying. And in the New York Post, there was a headline, "The One Scenario That Could Still Get Hillary Into the White House." It's like, what? And of course, it was talking about the Electoral College and the popular vote. And what they were saying in the morning, and of course, Clinton definitely she had conceded and everything else, but they talked about, according to the Constitution, chosen electors of the Electoral College are the people who vote for the president when they meet on December 19th in their state capitals. There's nothing stopping any of the electors from refusing to support the candidate to whom they were bound or by abstaining from voting. There's a name for it. I didn't actually know this, and I did look it up, so it is true. It's called faithless elector. Faithless elector. And can you imagine it? The idea of the electors trying to reverse the vote? It's occasionally discussed, especially after the 2000 election where George Bush beat Al Gore. But more than 99% of the electors throughout American history have voted as pledged. So I don't think we are going to see this scenario. I don't think we're going to have people go rogue. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, the founding fathers created the Electoral College because they were afraid of direct democracy. Alexander Hamilton thought the electors would make sure the office of the president wouldn't fall to the hands of any man who was not in an eminent degree endowed with what he called the requisite qualifications. So I doubt we're going to see this happen. I doubt we're going to see any electors deciding jump to the faithless side. I don't think so. I think we did start to hear chatter about is that Trump is going to fill up his cabinet with a lot of people that are D.C. outsiders. This would go along with this is not the same old government anymore. And who are those outsiders going to be? I mean, some of them we've seen, like ex-mayor Rudy Giuliani would have to be a front runner for attorney general. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is also being eyed for something, but I don't know what that is. They talked about him for attorney general. Newt Gingrich, Secretary of State, is a possibility. I wouldn't be shocked by that. Tennessee Senator Bob Corker, possibly as in some position, maybe Secretary of Defense. Check this out. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is in the running for Secretary of the Interior. And Trump has said he would likely give the Secretary of the Treasury gig to his campaign finance chair, Wall Street dude Steve Mnuchin, that might be who gets it. But supposedly, Trump Jr., Don, wants maybe that gig. I guess you could give it to your son, right? Would there be an uprising? I don't know. I would assume that really, come on, let's be serious about that. I think the Trump kids would run the business. They're going to run his business. That only makes sense. I don't see him in his son in that role. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for him to do that. But who knows? I mean, that could certainly happen. I mentioned the protesters. There were anti-Trump protesters that hit the streets. I do think, as I already mentioned, it's going to die down outside of Trump Tower. There were signs, "Not my president." Thousands of protesters chanting "Trump is Hitler." They stormed up 6th Avenue to Trump Tower. There were a bunch of demonstrations. Then they headed to Trump's headquarters and penthouse apartment in Midtown. They climbed light bulbs, burned flags. At least 62 people were arrested. The police were ready for this. They knew that was a scenario that could happen. A number of demonstrators were placed under arrest for disorderly conduct. Others for things that they were doing on the street. Somebody in the crowd shouted out, "Donald Trump, go away, racist, sexist, anti-gay." And they say there were even some young kids at the protest who were walking along. They had protesters in Chicago. They blocked the entrance to that city's Trump Tower in Boston. thousands stream through downtown. More on the election and the fallout next on America Tonight.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Anybody to stand out here and to not have a call to action and not be specific. That's why we're here where we are now, because we haven't been talking about policy, because we haven't been being specific.
All right. Protester in Chicago, frustrated that no specific policies have been discussed. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hey, here's something nobody can complain about. Last night, the futures were tanking, but then the U.S. stocks soared after the Trump win and after he defied expectations. Everybody was saying, oh, doom and gloom for the markets, but that flipped around, so that is a good thing. I think of all the people who have 401ks and what that is tied to for so many and how disastrous that would be. Obama, the prez, kept it classy in talking about making sure that Trump has what he needs. You know, it's about transitioning. It's the handoff of power. If any of you have ever been in a position of leadership in a company or in some other capacity, which is a much smaller scale than comparing that to the President of the United States, but you know what I'm saying. It's the worst when people transfer the head from one head to the next and it's not a smooth transition. And one thing that we are usually very good at in the United States with our occupants of the White House is making that transition as smooth as possible. Here's what the current president had to say about handing over the reins to the incoming president.
President Bush's team could not have been more professional or more gracious in making sure we had a smooth transition so that we could hit the ground running.
All right, so hitting the ground running. Now, talking about the issues, I just want to breeze on into this a little bit since that protester said, we're not talking about the issues. My concern is health care and what health care is doing to so many people. It's about 20 million people that get their health care off of the exchanges, if you will. And there's massive problems with that. And then there's massive problems in these small businesses. So Donald Trump repeated his vow to overturn the Affordable Care Act, and combined with the Republican control of Congress, I would just think that the President Obama's legacy, which is what he would, they kept calling his legacy, the signature health policy, is tanked. Because that should be easy peasy to make that happen with the Republican control. So pharmaceutical and biotech stocks rose. Hospital and health insurance shares were volatile because of the uncertainty. That was the one thing on the market that was rocky. But, you know, Trump has been kind of critical of high drug costs during the campaign. So rising prescription drug prices, it's been a huge issue. But Republicans are probably less likely to dive into the high drug prices than the Clinton administration might have. Trump has endorsed allowing Medicare to negotiate for drug prices and importing medications from other countries, all positions opposed, of course, by the industry, but uncertain what will happen with that. We don't know, you know, where that goes. I know I heard him say erasing the state lines and providing that competition, which would be great. Think of it as anybody else competing for your business. So, you know, even the California Association of Health Plans, they represent the state's health insurers. They issued a statement saying the organization is committed to ensuring Californians have access to high quality, affordable health care. Are you kidding me? In California, it couldn't even be worse. The infrastructure is cratering and is awful. So how do they tackle the repeal? I think they have the numbers, so they just tackle it. What the policy will look like, we don't know. But I would think there will be some kind of, I just would think there would be some kind of a easy peasy way to do this, and this would be top on the list. Would be just right up there. All right. Also, some of the policy changes, which could be pretty easy, some of them which won't be as easy. What's going to happen with international trade? Obviously, Supreme Court justices, he's already got the list and he's talked about that. So that's also under things I need to do, the to-do list for President Trump. But international trade, so the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership, the way it is right now, it is dead on arrival. That's dead. Deader than a doorknob, as they say. I just don't even see that. So if you think about it, that was another part of Obama's legacy, and it was supposed to boost the U.S. economy. I don't think so. I think that one's gone. I mean, Congress approving it, zero, zip, nada. It's not going to happen. Trump is, of course, opposed to that deal, saying it didn't really help American workers. So if it's not helping American workers, that doesn't make any sense. They're not going to do it. And then that gets eliminated, since they're pretty clear about that. The whole idea of the globalization, you know, the whole Brexit crap, Great Britain voting to leave the European Union. We saw how that turned out. Oh, it'll be a piece of cake. And, of course, everybody's basically saying, see you later. Who cares? So any of these global initiatives, I think a lot of that stops. Some of them realities can't be ripped up, though. Because if you look at some of them that are already in place, you can't, you're not able to switch them off, but some of them aren't in place. So we do some of what our people count on is money from trade. From 1990 to 2014, I read this, I want to say, in the San Francisco Chronicle, the percentage of global gross domestic product that comes from international trade jumped from 39% to 60% last year. So this is what we care about. Last year, 30% of U.S. gross domestic product, the total output of goods and services, came from trade. So you heard what I said, right? 30% of our gross domestic product, the total output of goods and services, came from trade, compared with just 16% in 1974. And remember, Trump did not say he's against all trade. He did not say that. He said he wants to make it fairer to the United States. He said that a lot. So, and he says the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership nations will renegotiate the deal with the Trump administration. So that's not, it's dead the way it is now, but that doesn't mean that it's completely dead. He also has threatened to slap China for Chinese imports with a 45% tariff to punish China for manipulating the currency, which is true. They certainly have done that. But I don't know. I mean, this has been discussed before with China. If Trump makes good on the threat to tax Chinese goods, China would retaliate in some way. And how would they retaliate with companies? They have some American companies in China. I don't know. There may be a trade war, some kind of trade war starts. That would be one to watch. That's for sure. Climate. When we talk about any kind of green initiatives, I would think all of that would be dead, especially with Republican-controlled Congress. And that was one of the things that he talked about, that Trump talked about a little bit. If he's vowed to back out of last year's Paris Climate Accord, that agreement negotiated in Marrakesh, they're trying to implement it. He pledged to get rid of Obama's Clean Power Plan, to cut carbon emissions from power plants. He's promised to revive America's coal industry. So I would think that anything that's happening there, the transition would be, we're going back to coal. I don't think that stays. And he, you know, renewable power, he hasn't said I'm not against renewable power. Solar, wind, you know, there's jobs in that if Trump backed in Iowa and Texas, that may be fine. Oil, of course. He's already placed his transition team on his transition team, Myron Ebel of the Competitive Enterprise Institute conservative think tank to oversee the transition at the Environmental Protection Agency. So we'll see where that all goes. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Oh, careless love. Love. Oh, love, love. Love, love, oh, careless love.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.